Coach, win and move on philosophy here in D.C., coming off a quarterfinal win over St. Louis last night. Next up, round three against St. Bonaventure. And the Bonnies had to work down the stretch last night to hold off the Spiders.
You know, that's the kind of team that Richmond is. They make you work every possession, their matchup zone, their man-to-man. They're very, very efficient. And as the season has progressed and their players have gotten more familiar with their defense, Chris Mooney's got them playing at a high level, and that's why the game is so close.
Everyone looks to Jalen Adams and Matt Mobley for good reason. Mobley went off from three yesterday, but there's some solid complementary players on this team, aren't there?
Well, we're certainly not going to forget Courtney Stockard, who I think he had the first 15, 16, 18 points in the game up in Olean almost 2 weeks ago. He can shoot the heck out of it from three, and he can put it on the floor, and he's a tenacious defender. So we've got to be very aware of him. And of course, you can't sleep on Idris Dekey because he's such an efficient offensive rebounder. And Ikpeze, he can catch the ball in the paint. So Ladarian Griffin, I think he hit a double-double last night. And whether he comes off the bench or not, I'm not sure, but he can put it on the floor and he can make the 12-15-footer, plus, again, a ferocious rebounder.
Last night's win against the Billikens, one I think you would gladly order up for an opening game in a tournament. Why were you guys able to control the action so well?
St. Louis clearly had our players' attention because of what happened our first time out with St. Louis, and they threw every kind of defense at us, and I was just thrilled with the way we made them defend us, with the way we handled it with poise, the assist-turnover ratio, the shooting percentages, all sensational, and that was great execution by our guys with a tremendous attention to detail.
Now, with Peyton Aldridge taking control in the first half offensively, Grady is his sidekick. How much of a statement are those guys making as far as leaders for the rest of the guys to follow?
Undoubtedly, they made a statement last night about why Peyton is co-player of the year and why Kellen was rookie of the year. But I thought last night that there was great joy in our team. We really had fun out there, and I think Peyton set the standard for that, and I think every other player followed in his footsteps.
Not too far removed from that three overtime game up in Olean, what are a couple of the main things that you're stressing going into this third matchup?
The biggest thing is that we cannot surrender to fatigue. We can't take shortcuts. And what happens when you get a little tired, which is second game in 2 days, especially with such a short turnaround, is that you short-step your cuts. You take a shortcut with your screens. You take a shortcut with your run back on defense. There's 5, 7, 9 areas where you could take a shortcut. We reviewed those things this morning. We talked to our guys about having the mental tough-mindedness to completely finish what they're starting out to do. And we also said that there's going to be fatigue on their part too, so it's going to be a matter of someone fighting against someone and who's going to surrender first.
Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Jared.